It's The Wave, 97.9 WHAV FM, and it's Hooked on the Feeling, B.J. Thomas, Wynn Damon here, and it's Wynn for Breakfast, and we have a guest with us this morning. We have Lisa Kaur, who is hooked on the Crescent Yacht Club in Haverhill, and Lisa, thanks for joining in today.
Thank you for inviting me. Good morning.
Well, it's nice to have you here, because I have noticed that you have at the Crescent Yacht Club, that's like the go-to place on the river, isn't it?
It is. It is. We have a beautiful yacht club, a beautiful landscape, the docks out there with the boats. We have great entertainment.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about the entertainment, because it seems like you have something that is going to be happening there just about every weekend. And if you could, you'd probably do it every night, wouldn't you?
We have live music every Friday night. This week is Radioactive. They're playing. And we do three Saturdays out of the month. This Saturday, we have a fantastic band called Midtown Horns. Because the weather's going to be so hot, usually on Saturdays we have it outside in the afternoon. But because of the scorching weather this weekend, we've moved them inside. They're going to start at 7 o'clock, 7 to 11. They're a 14-piece band. They have their own horn section. They play Earth, Wind, and Fire, Chicago, Michael Jackson, just great music. So if you have not seen Midtown Horns, you definitely want to come by the Crescent Yacht Club and see this band.
14-piece band. Those, you don't see too many of those, do you?
No, you don't. You usually see three, four, five. But, yeah, we're very fortunate to have found this band, and they love playing at the Crescent Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, then that's something. Now, who books all these musical acts? Is that you?
Yes, I booked. I was put in charge of entertainment in January, and so I've searched out bands and listened to their music, and I've got a lot of new bands coming into the club, and people are just really enjoying the music over there.
Oh, that's fantastic. We're talking with Lisa Kaur from the Crescent Yacht Club, and the Crescent Yacht Club, is it open to everybody?
It is. It's a members club, but it is open to the public. You just have to come in, sign in the book, and enjoy our beautiful grounds. I think we probably have the cheapest drinks in town. We absolutely have a gorgeous club. It's all volunteered by the members to take care of it. And we have a great group of people there and great members.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and I bet you have a little bit of food too, right?
Sometimes we have food. Sometimes on Friday nights and on Saturdays. Next Saturday, we have a huge event called Music on the Merrimack. And we will have serving food there. We've got three bands playing. It's free to the public. It starts at 12:30. It goes until midnight. We have three different bands. We have Alter Ego at 12:30. Then we have Living the Dream coming on at 4. And those bands will play outside. And I've checked the weather, and I think it's going to be pretty good for outdoor playing. I think it's only going to be about 80. So that'll be nice. And then at 8 o'clock that night inside is Joppa Flats. And they've never played there before. So we're looking forward to that. And we're going to be selling T-shirts and sweatshirts. It's going to be – we've got all kinds of sponsors that sponsored us. So it's going to be a really great day. So mark that down to come down to the Crescent Yacht Club. We're right in Bradford, right at the bottom of the hill of Boston Sports Club behind Rite Aid. We're on 30 Ferry Street.
Okay. It's I found it the other day, and I still wander around a little bit. I don't know if I found it by accident, or but it's there. It's very close by.
It is. It is close by, and we have plenty of parking, and it's free. There's actually the city put in a playground right next to us, so the people come down and they bring their kids on the, you know, use the playground and just hang out on our lawn. And It's a really nice spot. Once you see it and you get there and you see it, you come back.
Oh, okay. Now, I remember we had a story a few weeks ago that there was a race or a fundraising event, and they ended at the Crescent Yacht Club.
Yes. Every year, the first Saturday of June, we have what's called the canoe race. And one of our members puts it together this year. It was Michelle Burchell. And it starts in Lawrence, and they come down the Merrimack, and they end at the Crescent Yacht Club. We have a we sell food, T-shirts, sweatshirts for that event too. And all those proceeds go to the veterans. We raise money. We're a not-for-profit club, and all our proceeds we give to charities in the area. You know, we give to the Haverhill Fire Department, the Police Department, the veterans. We have a committee called Adopt a Family that we help out families that need help. And we have scholarship. We have a scholarship committee that if somebody is going to either Mass Maritime or Maine Maritime, they write us a letter. There's, you know, some criteria to it. But, yeah we do give out quite a bit of money for charities.
Well, we're talking with Lisa Kaur. She's with the Crescent Yacht Club, and she is the booker. How about that? So all types of stuff going on. And I know that you there's a cornhole tournament that's going to be coming up next month. Is that right?
That's correct. Saturday, August 17th, we have a cornhole tournament. It's put on by the Haverhill Fire Department. The money goes to MDA. And you have until the 19th, so that's a couple more days, if you want to sign up. It's $50 a team. And you can sign up. You can, if you go on the Crescent Yacht Club Entertainment page, you can message me. But you can sign up under Venmo, Crescent Yacht Club, or like I said, message me and I'll get you to the correct person, which is Doug Burrow, who is running that. He's on the Haverhill Fire Department. After the 19th, starting on the 20th this month, it's $60 a team. So there's going to be 32 teams. We have quite a few signed up, but we do have more space. So if you like to play cornhole, this is a great benefit, and it's going to be a great day, and they will have food out there for that event too.
All right. So with the Crescent Yacht Club in Haverhill, you don't need a yacht, do you?
No, you don't. You don't. If you join, you can – right now the docks are all full, but you can put your name on a waiting list, and there are spaces sometimes to rent. So if you want to come down, check out our club, and if you like it enough, you want to join, we'll get you the information on how to become a member.
All right. And is there like a public dock if you wanted to just go with a, say you had a boat on a trailer, you can use that too?
There is a ramp that's public that you can load your boat into the river. And if you're coming up from, let's say, Casimir or Amesbury or Newburyport, and you want to come up to the Crescent Yacht Club on your boat, at the end of our dock, we have public dock space. So you can come up and dock. You know, come in for a few hours. If you stay overnight, there's a $4 fee, something like that. And don't quote me on that, but I think it's what it is. But you could stay overnight, you know, one night. We do have dock space.
How about that? Well, the thing we can quote you on, Lisa, is what you have for entertainment coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we do. Like I said, we do have Friday night Radioactive, and then Saturday night is Midtown Horns. It's like I said, it's going to be a great show, and 7 to 11. There's no cover charge. When we have big events like our St. Patty's Day party or our Halloween party that's coming up, or New Year's Eve, we do charge for that. St. Patty's was $15 a ticket. We had Irish step dancers, bagpipe players, and a meal, and then Radioactive played that night for the band. So for $15, you can't beat that.
Oh, yeah. And anybody can become a member?
Anybody can become a member.
Okay.
Yes, anybody can. You need to come over. You need to meet people. You need to, you know, show interest in the club. Our fees are, it's $100 for the application, and then it's $50 a year for membership.
All right, in the not-for-profit.
Right, not-for-profit, yeah.
All right. Well, Lisa, you've got a lot of stuff going on, and I know that you're very active on Facebook, right?
I am. I have the Crescent Yacht Club Entertainment page. So if you want to join that page, just go to Crescent Yacht Club Entertainment, hit join, and you will get to see all the events coming up. You'll see past pictures of events that we had, and everything that's going on over there at the Crescent Yacht Club. On Monday nights, we have 45s. Mondays and Wednesday nights we have 45s. If you want to play, it's I think Monday nights is $6. You just got to be there by 6:30 to sign up. First in, first play.
Card game, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, 45s is a local card game, yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know how to play, but I know that it's a card game. How about that? All right. Well, Lisa, we'll have to get you back. And it sounds like you've got something going on all the time, all year round.
We do. We have events all year round. Like I said, every Friday night is live music, and three Saturdays out of the month we have music and you know, different events, and it's very different than any other club in town.
How about that? All right. Well, Lisa, again, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure to have you. Lisa Corr from the Crescent Yacht Club, our guest this morning here on Win for Breakfast, The Wave, 97.9 WHAV FM.
You're riding the local wave, 97.9 WHAV FM. And if you're listening on TV, it's compliments of the board.